I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's definitely a test. We started off right. Got to lead. We just got to do a better job of protecting the lead. Kemba Walker, you know, he put the team on his back leg. Some big shots, big plays, but I came down to our defense at the end and free throws.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, Bill Schmidt in for Freems. Today, Friday's throughout. You all right?
It's Eric name time. I got jacked up and dropped my headphones and almost fell.
Billy's been excited about this all morning.
Come on.
Eric name joining us from The Athletic, and he will join us Fridays pretty much every Friday, 8:35, depending on his travel, as he's covering the team all
right.
Season long, home and road. A Bucks win the other night, 113 to 112. It was close at the end when maybe it shouldn't have been. Eric name, welcome to the program. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man. I could not think of a better place to be than on the phone with you at 8:39 here on this Friday morning.
Wow.
Hey, man. Eric, congratulations on the gig, dude. Well-deserved.
I appreciate it.
So the Bucks 113 to 112 is the final, and Nick Batum had a shot at the end that was nowhere close to the rim, but they did have the opportunity to beat the Bucks.
Hold on. Give John Henson some love. Good defense driving through the lane on Kemba Walker there.
Okay. I will then. But they had the opportunity only because the Bucks had a pretty sizable lead that then slipped away. Is there anything in that game, in that fourth quarter, that we should worry about, Eric? Or was this just the NBA being the NBA? Because a lot of people look at that game, I know it's just one game, but they think, okay, well, maybe the Bucks are the same old Bucks. Do we think that they're the same old Bucks, or what happened in that fourth quarter?
I mean, Coach Budenholzer was quick to give that explanation to me after the game that, you know, that he said something to the effect of, I hate doing this, but, you know, in the NBA, like, teams come back, and this kind of thing happens, which I tend to agree with, but I think the underlying issue is one that I think all of us kind of thought was going to be there, and that was, you know, with this defense and with this personnel, like, how do you try to play effective defense? Because essentially what the Hornets did was they said, you know what, we're going to go small. And they went super small, like smaller than I think I've ever seen an NBA lineup. But that's beside the point. They go small, so they play Brook Lopez off the floor. And with Brook Lopez off the floor, the offense wasn't going to be able to get the same looks that it had earlier because they were just going to switch everything. So offensively, there's nothing going on. And then defensively, you're running a high pick and roll with Kemba Walker, who's among the best in the league at doing this. But, you know, the helper there is Ersan Ilyasova. And, you know, he hasn't been in Milwaukee for a couple of years, but his feet haven't gotten any quicker in the time that he was gone. he's still the Ersan Ilyasova that you kind of remember. So when you're thinking through how you're going to try to defend that, you know, you just don't really have the quickness. As Billy mentioned, there, to John Henson's credit, I thought he did a much better job in the final couple minutes than Ersan Ilyasova was doing. But, you know, Kemba Walker's really good at that. And Budenholzer said the same thing after the game where Bud was just like, you know, I mean, I asked, how do you get better defending the high pick and roll? He said, well, let's hope for 82 games we don't have to face Kemba Walker. And it's fair because Kemba Walker, Steph Curry, those are probably the two best in the league at those pull-up threes. So I would say there's some aspect to, you know, same old Bucks, and I can get worrying about that. But that Charlotte arena has been a house of horrors for this Bucks team for, I mean, the last, like, 5 years. Every single time this is what happens. The Bucks get a lead, and then Kemba Walker decides, you know what, I'm going to stop shooting mid-rangers. I'm going to start shooting pull-up threes. It goes off for, like, 20 in the second half, and they lose. The Bucks didn't lose. They won. And again, you can say, well, they should have lost, and that's fine. But they didn't lose. And they're 1-0, and they're going to open up their new arena tonight.
Eric, I love the point about Kemba Walker. The dude is an absolute stud, and I don't think he gets nearly as much credit. And that place has been a house of horrors since the Bobcats were wearing their ugly first uniforms. I want to talk about Giannis. Eric, I actually just made an investment a couple of days ago that I think this is the year that Giannis is able to jump in for the MVP. I think he's clearly the best player in the Eastern Conference. I think that he's primed with the shooters around him for his assist numbers to come up, and the guy is just a beast on the boards when he wants to, and when you have guys around him that can spread the floor and allow him to get some of those loose rebounds where he can come in from 15, 20 feet out and snag that. What do you think about Giannis as the MVP this year?
I mean, I hope you got it before the odds got out of control, because really a ton of the money in Vegas has gone to Giannis.
I got him at 5-1.
Okay, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that there was a lot of people that, you know, that's a very popular bet, and I think you kind of saw on Wednesday exactly why it's so popular, because there's so many things that are going to go into this. But, you know, you look at this Bucks team, I think they're going to be much improved. I think they're winning 50 games this year. As I said on Bart's podcast last week, and I'm sure I can mention throughout the next couple of weeks while I'm here on the show, but, you know, I think this is the team that wins 50 games, so that you have that going for you. And if you remember last year, this Bucks team wouldn't talk about expectations, anything like that this year, but last year Giannis himself said, you know, you have to win 50 games if you want to win an MVP. And I think they're going to do that, so you have that going for them. You have the fact that Brook Lopez is a mountain of a man, and he just eats up defenders and he eats up potential offensive rebounders, but he doesn't go grab the rebounds just because he is so big, but he eats up defenders. And, well, you know who is very athletic and has 89-foot arms? Oh, yeah, Giannis. So he can rack up a ton of rebounds like he did the other night. And I know, again, if you were the gambling type, you might have saw that the line on triple doubles for Giannis this season was 2.5.
Yep.
I would guess Vegas took that one off the board after the first half.
I caught that one on the over
on Wednesday, because I mean, you just saw a team that has kind of figured out, like, okay, maybe we don't need to make sure that Giannis has the best scoring opportunities. We need to make sure he has the best playmaking opportunities. And then once we are opening everyone else up, all of this space is going to let him score more effectively. So you just kind of see in every single scenario there, you see a reason why he's going to grab a ton of rebounds. You see a rebound that he's going to get a bunch of assists. And you see a rebound why he's going to score a bunch of points. And, well, if you do those three things and your team wins 50 games and you're one of the most improved teams in the league, you know, the MVP kind of narrative, and let's not confuse things, like this award isn't about making sure the best player of that season gets the award. It's about getting the best story to win that award. And the Bucks story is going to be a great one this year if they manage to go from 44 wins last year to 50-plus this year, and they have a guy in the middle who's, I don't even know what Giannis is going to average this year, like 28, 10, and 6 or something?
Something
like,
stupid.
If you have something like that, like, yeah, that guy's going to win MVP.
Eric Name with The Athletic joining us, Chuck and Winkler, Billy in for Chuck today. I was surprised at this, and maybe I shouldn't be, but I just figured he'd have DJ Wilson disease. But Dante DiVincenzo, second minutes in total off the bench. Ersan had 29 off the bench, Dante with 22, and he was a role player. I mean, he made an impact the other night on Wednesday in their victory. Is that something they're going to plan on going forward, having him be such a big part of this team, or was that something else? Because I honestly was just surprised to see the Bucks use a rookie that much in the first game.
Yeah, I'm trying to think on our podcast, Lockdown Bucks. I think Frank Madden has been using the term "teacher's pet" for Dante DiVincenzo. Okay. he is just a guy. But in more serious terms, like, just think through all of this. Where let's think about a guy like Tony Snell. So Tony Snell gets this big contract extension. Mike Budenholzer wasn't the coach at the time. His coaching staff wasn't in there. They don't owe anything to him. They don't have any preconceived notions of what Tony Snell is about. But, you know, when you think through the rest of the roster, the guys that they do have those things for, that they may have those feelings for, that you know, Mike Boonholzer was around when these guys were added. You know, there's a couple of them. Brook Lopez, Ruslan Ilyasova, and Dante DiVincenzo. And we heard throughout the draft process that Bud was a huge fan of Dante DiVincenzo, and obviously that was part of the reason why they ended up drafting him. And I think there was some people that questioned the pick at the time, Eric Name included, where you just weren't 100% sure what this guy was going to be, because to me, he still has a lot to prove. Like, he needs to prove that he can shoot it night in, night out. It was nice that he hit his first two threes on Wednesday night, but he's going to have to do that again here on Friday night. But he kind of fills in all of the things that Mike Boonholzer is about. We've heard from the start that Bud wants his guys to shoot a little bit, to pass a little bit, and to be able to handle the ball a little bit. And I think Dante DiVincenzo does all of those things a little bit. I'm just, I remain concerned, and I still question, can he do all of those things enough to be an NBA player? To his credit, game one, he passed with flying colors. Like, he very much looked the part of an NBA player, which isn't always something you can say of a rookie.
Eric Name with The Athletic. I believe there's another deal going on to get a subscription there, so make sure you take advantage of that. Eric_Name on Twitter. Eric, we appreciate you this morning and throughout the year and for the podcast, and we look forward to talking to you all season long.
I look forward to it as well, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.